Murder, Misadventure and Miserable Ends. Written by Katie Gilchrist and read by Emma Grant. Monday, 27th of August, 1866, had been a very busy day, and Henry Scheel was utterly exhausted. Just 6 weeks into his new job, he wondered if his position as the Sydney coroner was always going to be quite so demanding. At 9 o'clock that morning, he had resumed an adjourned inquest at the Hand of Friendship Hotel on Bathurst Street. Marianne Peard, who was just 5 years and 5 months old, had suddenly died following a convulsive fit. Dr. William Bell conducted a post-mortem, and the inquest concluded that the cause of death was convulsions brought about by a diseased brain. From here, Mr. Scheel quickly strolled across Hyde Park and returned to his small office near the old barrack building on Macquarie Street. Here, at his second inquest of the day, the sudden death of John Tarbuck was being investigated. Tarbuck had fallen 9 feet off a ladder while painting the inside of Chalmers Church in Cleveland Paddocks. At the time, he had merely broken his right elbow joint. However, on being conveyed to the Sydney Infirmary, he became delirious and suddenly expired. Dr. Charles Mackay's post-mortem revealed that he had died from extensive disease of the heart, aged just 33 years. The coroner was soon afterwards making his way towards Chippendale. Here at the Royal Oak Hotel, an inquest into the death of Charlotte Kane McElroy had been convened. Only 8 weeks old, the illegitimate child had been ailing from birth and had died on Saturday afternoon. Emaciated and badly nourished, a verdict of died from natural causes was recorded. From here, Mr. Scheel hurriedly headed towards Newtown. At the Daniel Lambert Hotel, a jury of 12 heard that Cora Chadwick had died at his residence on Missenden Road the day before. Consumption had ravaged the Californian for years, and he had been addicted to chlorodyne to relieve his pain. Like Tarbuck, Chadwick was also 33 years of age. Dr. William G. Sedgwick was of the opinion that he had died from disease of the lungs. Despite this, the gentlemen of the jury returned the general, vague, and frequent verdict of died from natural causes. This finding had recently replaced the more religiously inclined died from the visitation of God. Neither were of much value to the statistician or the compiler of morbidity and mortality rates, either at the time or indeed since. Mr. Scheel's final case that day was at the Newtown Inn on Newtown Road. George Francis Prattley, aged 4 years and 10 months, had been badly burned the previous morning when his clothes accidentally caught alight from the open fire in the kitchen of his parents' house in St. Peter's. He died soon afterwards. Dr. Sedgwick suggested that he had died from shock to the system in consequence of the burns he had received. The gentlemen of the jury concurred, and the cause of death was officially recorded.